listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gill-Paird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed. This is part two of the message entitled
Protecting the Borders of Your Mind.
Be blessed.
I honor our Father and our God Yahweh. And I honor His only Son, Yahshua, Amasiah. Give honor to the mighty men and women of God sitting on the pulpit and those in the pew. Honor our children, appointed ministers. I just greet everyone in Yeshua's name. I have to come back with this message again and to give you part two. Because it's a long message. Hello? You can never stop talking about the power of the mind. The power of the mind can move mountain out of its place. The power of the mind get your prayers answered. The power of the mind get you a miracle out of season. I heard somebody talk about that. The power of the mind can drive poverty out of your life. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, take a good look at me. My situation is a temporary situation. Look at somebody and tell them, I am going to guard up the loins of my mind. I say all of that to say this. I heard the word of the Lord says, let those that are weak say that I'm strong. And let those that are poor say I'm rich. I taught you from this Sabbath day. I don't care if you're behind bars and they say that you can't get out. If you want to get out, your mind can get you out. With cancer, your mind can heal you. Oh, tell somebody I'm leaving this house a changed person. I said, I don't care how broke you are. You can change your status if you use your mind. Can I tell you something? Beware of a person that don't talk much. Hello? If you ever plan to fight someone, you're cussing them out, and they're not responding, I would advise you to put up your weapon and flee, because that's a deadly person. Don't watch the person that, oh, if you touch a button, oh, if you come over, baby, that person can't do one lick. Watch the person that is still. You know why I said that? You can't know what is in a person's mind until they open their mouth. And a person can't know what is in your mind until you open your mouth. Hello? Oh, somebody bless God. Not your neighbor and say, neighbor, take that frown off your face and put a smile in its place. Come on, come on, say, act like it. Until it get like it. Say, neighbor, act like it. Until it get like it. Come here, so hold on. Can I wrap this thing up now? When you guard the borders of your mind, you need keys to lock and keys to unlock. Oh, somebody bless God. Somebody say, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Somebody stretch out your hand and say, give me the keys, give me the keys, give me the keys, give me the keys, give me the keys. The key or the keys to getting that which you want by way of your mind is loosing and binding. Hello? But there are some keys. You can't just put it in and turn it and expect the door to be open. There are some keys. When you put it in the door, you got to pull the door towards you. Hello? There are some doors that even though you have keys to it, it's still very hard to open. The key of loosing. Let me explain to you how this key operates. Somebody just wave your hand and bless God. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. If we don't know how to use the key, then we're going to be in big trouble. The word loose. Listen. It simply means to untie. It means to shatter into fragments. It simply means to crash. It means to destroy, annihilate, and assassinate. Not your neighbor said, don't use the key if you don't know what it's for. If you don't know which door it opens, don't play with the key. Because if you mess with the key, you are going to mess up some things. You're going to mess up your life and mess up other people's lives. I hope all the altar workers are in here. And all the adjutants are in here. Those of you that are professing to lay hands on people and tell them that you have a prophetic word, I hope you're in the house. Because some of you, yes, walking around, somebody give me a bundle of keys. This is. Because some of you walking around with keys. I'm telling people that you're prophetess and prophets. And all you're doing is messing up people's lives. Opening wrong doors. Things that need loosening, you're binding. And things that need binding, you're loosening. Come here, Dadalabos, send Viviosa. Come on, nudge your neighbor and say, before you use your key on me, show me your credentials. These keys that I'm talking about, you need credentials from the kingdom. Somebody shout the kingdom. Because these keys are not carnal, but these same keys are mighty. Shout, don't mess with the keys. Some people like to play with keys. But keys have purpose. Or somebody bless God in this house. Said somebody bless God in this house. Loose also means to surrender by separation of parts. So when I declare you loose from a thing, you got to know that it can no longer exist. Tell somebody, I'm leaving this house different from the way I came. Oh, somebody bless God. You know, some people are going to leave the way they can because some people still ain't listening. I don't want you to get hype. I want you to listen. Because when I hand over these keys to you, we need to have less stress up in here. Come on now. And then my phone don't have to ring that often. You don't know what it feels like to be able to come on the altar and to talk to the Lord and I don't have any requests to put before him. Hello? Some of us are just some beggy Christians. Lord, beg you this. Lord, beg you that. Lord, beg you this. And Lord, I beg you that. And he give it to you. And then tomorrow you said, and Lord, I beg you this. And I beg you that. And Lord, and he said, stop begging me. That's why he give us keys. Come on, tell somebody, it's my daddy's house. Say, this is my daddy's world. Come on, not somebody and say, the earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof. And I have the keys. So I'm just teaching you how to use them. Is that all right? The word loose means to burst, to rent, to tear up. Somebody said, tear it up, Lord. And it also means to set at liberty. Hello? The word loose help you to be free from bitterness. Somebody better lay your right hand on your head and say, Lord, touch my mind. And loose bitterness out of my heart, out of my soul. It simply means to disrupt all negative thoughts in the mind. Yes. So when we lose, anybody have anything that they want to lose? I said, anybody have anything that they want to lose? Hello? I find this weakness trying to take over my knees and I loose it. Come on, stretch your right hand towards me. I said, Lord, loose that weakness in the name of Yeshua. Do you have anything you want to loose? I loose every back problem. in this house. Come on, somebody, lay your hand on your back. Even if your back don't hurt, it will hurt one day. So why not lose it while you can? Come on, somebody, stand up on your feet and say, Lord, I lose cancer from my body. In the name of Yeshua. Lord, I lose diabetes from my body. In the name of Yeshua. Come on, said, Lord, I lose poverty. I lose it from my house. I lose it from my life. I'm using the key that you have given. And now I decree and declare that these things has no more power over me. Somebody give him praise. Be seated. Can I get you to binding? To bind means to undergird. Come on, come on, put my mantle on me. Come on now. Draw it a little tighter, man. Kumbiasa. This is what binding means. It means to tie up. Oh God, I wish somebody would praise you. Kumbiasa indidiosa. Bind means to heal. Binds mean to hold in place. Somebody praise him. Bind is to persuade. Bind is to be steady. And cause, I love this, and cause fragmented pieces to come back together as one whole. Did you hear me? What is it that you have been robbed from? Or what is it that you're about to be robbed from? Not your neighbor said it can be whole again. Come on and bless God. Come on and bless God. You know how powerful the mind is? The mind is so powerful that if a woman wants to get pregnant real bad, she can allow her mind to tell her body she's pregnant and her body start function like a pregnant woman. No more period, morning sicknesses, craving, and the whole system just get messed up. This is how powerfully God has made us. This is how powerful God has made us. This is how mighty we are. So can you tell yourself, I'm about to mess some things up in a good way. Said, I'm going to be transformed. I won't be that wretched person I used to be. So as a matter of fact, I won't be any liar. Someone said, I won't be a liar. I can stop my tongue from lying. But you have to first stop it in your mind. Come on now. Come on now. Say, if you want to be healed, now you have to lose sickness and you have to bind healing to you. Now, so those of you that just finished binding, loosing something, stand up on your feet again. Lift up your voices and shout, Father, in the name of your only Son, Yeshua, now I bind healing to me. Come on, say, in the name of Yeshua, I bind wealth to me. In the name of Yeshua, I decree and declare that I can be a brand new person. In the name of Yeshua, I bind newness to my life. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and be seated for a minute. You know what I found out, Doctor, Bishop? In the book of Romans 8:38-39, Paul says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come can separate me from the love of God." Do you know what he was doing? Because that's what is in his mind. That's what he began to confess. And I come to find out that the word persuaded in the Greek simply means to bind. So what Paul was saying is that I bind myself to this fact that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor powers can separate me from the love of God. Are you truly ready to serve God? Are you ready to bind your will to God's will? Are you ready to say enough is enough? Enough of my ways. I've tried my way for a long time. And now I want to surrender all. I learned something my first year in theology is that your confession must line up with your mind. That's why when we lay hand on people and we pray for them and I ask them how you're feeling, and if they say I feel a little bit better, I know that their mind was not lined up for healing. Because when your mind is lined up for healing, it does not matter what the symptom says. When your mind is lined up for healing, you said, "I'm healed." That's what I came to this altar for, and that's what I receive. Come on, somebody, and bless God. When you pray and you said, "Lord, bless my business," it does not matter what the numbers look like. The business is blessed. When you said, "Lord, heal my credit." When you go online to check your credit, what the score says is not a factor. Hello? I have a niece that had a foreclosure. And she was going to buy another house. And she came to the 3 o'clock prayer service. And she said, "Auntie Sharon," she said, "I'm going out. And I just stopped by to ask you to pray that the foreclosure won't show up." I said, "Well, if you believe it, it's done. Because I know that I'm going to pray." Guess what? She went out. Foreclosure never showed up. That's the God we serve. I said, that's the God we serve. If you are moved by what your eyes can see, then you're not using the keys. It does not matter what your eyes see. Are you listening to me? It is what you say that it is. So what is in your mind right now? Stand up. I'm getting you out of here.
It is.
Stand up. Let me pray one last prayer with you. Raise both hands before him again. Said, "Lord, I bind my mind to your mind, the mind of Yeshua. And I loose and shatter all of my old way of thinking, old ways of thinking. I loose all negative thoughts from my mind. I loose all critical judgment from my mind. Think about it. Be still. Close your eyes and be still. You know who you are. You know if you're a judgmental person. You know if you're prideful to another level. You know if you're a liar. You know if you're a cheater. Some of us have a cheating spirit. Some of us want to do right. Some of us have a fornication spirit. Some of us have an adulterous spirit. And we really want to do right. Now you know exactly who you are. Now in your mind, tell God, here are some filthy things about me. And I don't want them in my life. So I'm using the key of loosing and binding. Lord, loose these filthy things from my mind. Say, clean out my mind. And now, Lord, I bind my will to your will. I no longer want to have it my way. I want to have it your way. For you have a plan for me, a real good plan. And my plan is going to mess it up. My way of thinking is going to make a mess of it, Lord. Because my way are not good ways. But I trust the path that you have laid out for me. Tell him. Tell him. Tell him. And from this day forward, every time that a negative thought enter your mind, start rebuking. Said, I know that this is not of God. I know this is not the will of God. And every time you feel like talking about somebody, stop in your tracks and say, this is not the will of God. And I will not allow you to control me. This is not what I was created for. I will speak good things about this person. I will find some good in this person, even though this person rubbed me the wrong way. I'm using the key. Life is what I say that it is. Now I'm asking every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, lift up your head high. Lift them high. Lift up your shoulders and repeat after me, I am more than a conqueror.
I am more than a conqueror.
Come on, come on, shake yourself and shake off the old dust. Come on, said I loose the old dust from off of me. Come on, come on, said I loose that smell. And I bind the presence of God over my life. My life will never be the same. Come on, open your mouth and declare that
my life
will never be the same. Will never be the same.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409 or